Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sanni Nissen, and she is the country players director for the play coming up. So good morning to you, Sanni.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. We're going to talk about one of my favorite topics. That's chocolate.
It's a lot of people's.
Yes. So tell us about this, a bit about this play that's coming right up.
Well, it's called Death by Chocolate, written by Craig Sodero, and it's a Hewer Publishing Company that does the publishing, of course. It is a murder mystery, actually, but it is a comedy. It has several funny lines and parts to it. We are doing a dinner theater on Friday, April 1st, and Saturday, April 2nd. And the doors open at 6 o'clock. Dinner is at 6:30, and the show is at 7:30.
Okay, and where is it held?
It's at the Audubon High School.
Oh, okay.
The dinner will be there, and then we'll go into the auditorium for the show.
Okay. And then you start to tell me what the price was.
$25 for those shows.
Okay.
Because with the dinner, we do need to have our final count for our caterer by Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, so we're talking right soon. Today, you better get on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Please call Barb Jacobson at 563-2535 to get your tickets ordered.
Okay, and we'll remind folks of that again a little bit later. So is this the first time you've had it at the high school, or maybe I know you probably haven't done it for a couple of years?
Well, exactly. We started this show on practicing for it on January of 2019.
Oh.
And we were 1 week away from production, had the set built, everything ready when COVID shut everything down. So we did do a fundraiser in the fall, and that was at the high school. Just little snippets of shows that we've done
mm-hmm.
in the past.
Fun.
And then we started up with this one again in January of this year. And now we've, you know, been
here
working on it. And here we are, one week out again.
Yes,
so.
For sure. Well, I don't know that they worked on all this time, but people have plenty of time to learn their lines.
Well, we actually had several new cast members. So,
great.
And one or two of them switched parts. So, yeah, we have it all worked out.
Very
so that's
good. So where do all your players come from? I don't think...
It is so hard to get volunteers. That is our biggest thing that I am really trying to stress to people right now. It's just anybody who's interested in being on stage. We have people from Manning, mostly from Audubon, but we've had people from, you know, different towns around who don't mind the drive coming in, you know, to practice three nights a week usually. But we get people from all over.
But it is a great opportunity for people who like to do theater, and there are not very many places where that opportunity is available.
Exactly. And, you know, we are a nonprofit. We give a scholarship to a high school drama student for college, and that's where the only place our money really goes to besides back into the next production. So.
Yeah. And that's fairly costly, as I understand. I mean, you have to buy some things in order to get ready.
Right. Every director has a budget that the board agrees upon. And we pretty much use that entire budget. Royalties, of course, are the biggest part of that budget because we have to pay royalties for every performance that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides your props and, you know, we have most of the costumes and things, but yeah, paints, props, set materials, all those kinds of things. Yeah.
And we've talked about the actors a bit, but there's always those other people you need too that are more behind the scenes.
Oh, exactly. Not only like makeup and props people, lighting, we need people just to help move the set and the stage pieces. And, you know, also with tear down and building, Even just something simple like we're using our own tables and chairs. We're not going to make people sit in the lunchroom tables at the cafeteria. So we even need people to help, you know, move tables and chairs and things like that. So, yeah, there's lots of areas that people can help out, and we really, really need volunteers to keep the organization going.
And how long has it been going?
We're 40 years plus.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, so, Sandy.
Yes, it really is. We're very proud of that. And, you know, we have a board that meets once a month to discuss, you know, all the details. We try to do some kind of a float in the T-Bone Parade and sometimes the Xyra Parade to promote it. So we do that. And then we also do a summer theater, a children's summer theater. We try to do that. We haven't done it, of course, the last couple of years. But we try to do that in the summertime to get the kids involved and get them excited about theater, too. So,
you are busy folks, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, it's, you know, okay, the board meets once a month, but when you start on a play, you said three times a week?
Yeah, three nights a week. Starts out maybe an hour, hour and a half each night, but by this time, we start about 6:30, and we're lucky to get home by 9:30, 10, usually.
You have to be committed to this, but you also get several rewards, and I'm thinking you guys have a lot of fun.
We do. We usually pretty bond, you know, the cast and the crew is pretty bonded by the time that the whole show's over being together that much. So,
and
yeah, we really, really do.
I'm guessing there's a few laughs along the way.
Oh, yeah, always a few guffaws and, you know, jokes and things that'll keep coming up, you know, year after year. You'll say, well, I remember that line from that play, or, you know, you played that character and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
So you mentioned you did this fundraiser where you did parts from some of your past performances. You know, what kinds of...
Correct. We did a one-act play, which was our very first play we ever did, Man in a Bowler Hat. And then we did a song from each of the musicals that we had done in the past. We also do musicals in the fall. About every 4 years we'll attempt a musical.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a talent show type, you know, anybody who in the community that wanted to come and do a song or do something on their own that wasn't necessarily related to country players. So there were three different parts to the fundraiser.
That had to be a really great entertainment evening, I think, from what this sounds like. And, you know, since you did that one, your very first one, how many people remembered that?
We actually had quite a few of the original cast members and, you know, board of directors come back. And then we also did a slideshow where I put together pictures from each of the productions, and we had that going before the fundraiser, and that was fun to see all of the people who used to be involved in it and don't live around here anymore, or, you know, have passed on, and just it was really fun to see all those pictures.
Yeah,
and
a fun production. So that was quite a job putting that together, but you probably had a really good lot of memories for you and others, as you say, as they viewed that. So, Sandy, we better review what's happening coming right up. And is the first date April 1st?
The first show is April 1st,
okay.
Friday night.
Not April Fool's. Just, this is true.
It is not. It is not an April Fool's joke.
Okay. So the first performance is April 1st. Second one, April 2nd?
April 2nd. And then we have a matinee on Sunday, April 3rd. That is not a dinner theater. That is just the show. And that is $10, and you can get those tickets at the door, and that starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so Friday and Saturday nights, it starts at?
Doors open at 6, dinner at 6:30, show at 7:30.
Okay, and it's at the Audubon High School.
High School,
yes.
Correct.
And if we want tickets, we better hurry up and do that for the dinner theater today, and that number is?
Yes. Barb Jacobson at 712-563-2535.
2535. Okay, folks, remember to do that because I haven't attended many, but those I have, I would say it's great. You guys do a great job. So remember to make your phone call for the dinner theater or come on Sunday afternoon for Death by Chocolate by the County Players, Country Players. And thanks.
Ought to have been Country Players.
Yes. And thanks so much to you, Sandy Nissen, for visiting with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, and we hope to see a big crowd.
Okay. Here's a thought from Lucille Ball. The secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age.